Hi guys, good morning everyone. How are you? Hope you had a wonderful weekend. How is today? Hope you started the day with prayer. Like I said, starting the week with prayer really helps a lot. Now, I'm really sorry guys. Yes, I'm always sorry and I really need to stop saying that, right? I have been super busy and I have not been able to do a podcast. And yes, I miss you guys too. I missed you. Hope you've been doing so well. Hope you've been following the medical protocols. Hope you've been keeping safe and hope you've been having a wonderful time and showing love and keeping peace all around you. Now, upper week, my sister called me and she's like, Jen, do you know Elizabeth R. Event Center? And I'm like, And she's like, I'm like, what happened? She's like, the woman passed away. Now, I was so shocked. I'm like, no, stop joking with me. She has been my dream event planner for my wedding, eventually, by fate. But she passed away to cardiac arrest at the young age of 39. Mrs. Ibidoni, I can't pronounce the last name, but she passed away. And God, my God, my God, my God, this woman's life was beautiful. I didn't know so much about her. I knew she had a wonderful event planning business and she was a lovely woman, but I didn't know her in depth. Not after she died, it was when I went deep to look into her life, because her death, I think she was an angel on earth. Now, this woman in specific, she couldn't have children. She's married to a pastor and she couldn't have children. And it's very difficult for Nigerian women because a woman doesn't conceive after the first year of marriage. A few months into the marriage, she's not pregnant. Society starts to tear you up before family, that's your in-laws or even your personal family. They start to tear you up. And it makes you very sensitive because even when they're not saying any, it's not easy going out with your friends. That people got married at the time, I'm going to do school runs. Hey, my husband is coming. You know, you start to feel a certain kind of way. And she couldn't give birth. And she started trying IVF. And she tried it 11 times and her body rejected it. Now, she didn't give up. That's the beautiful thing about this angel who passed to glory. She didn't give up. She asked God, what do you want me to do? I'm tired of doing this IVF. I'm done. What do you need me to do? Just tell me, Lord. Do you want me to wait? I'll wait on you no matter what. God's time is the best, which is incredibly strong. Her faith is wonderful. And God told her, since IVF didn't work for you, start doing it for other women. Because IVF is very expensive. Start making it possible for other women. But she told God, she said, God, okay, I'll do it. But promise me that every woman who gets the opportunity to have the IVF treatment to get pregnant, she would conceive of a child. It wouldn't be like my case. Now, I was amazed watching this interview that she did. And then they asked her, how do you feel when the children? She said, oh my God. It felt like her purpose for living was just opened. How many people, genuinely ask yourself, when things that are not going well for you, how many people will seek God? And when God tells them, do this thing for other people, will do it. With joy, without questioning, with zeal. How many people? This woman made it possible. She opened a foundation for women to have IVF. She was excited for them and there were testimonies. Children came forth because God honored his promise with her. And she adopted her own children who look like she gave birth to them. So beautiful. I didn't know she adopted. I always used to see her picture when T.Y. Bello took her photograph for her birthday, I think last year or so. And me, I was just admiring the family and all, not knowing that those children are adopted. Now, this woman died, and every testimony I've heard from celebrities about her has been amazing. I cried the day of her burial. I watched it. It was so emotional and beautiful. her staff loved her. Everywhere she went to, she touched a life. And every time you see her, she always has this beautiful smile. She was angelic on earth. I mean, she's the woman young ladies should emulate. She loved God. She loved humanity. She was peaceful. She was happy. Wow. Rest in peace, Mrs. Bidoni. And I pray God grant your family the grace to carry on. Also, we lost another person last week, Dan Foster. Dan Foster was a renowned OAP. I don't really know much about Dan, but I listen to Dan's show when I'm in Lagos, and I really love to hear his voice. And I think he was American-based before he came to Nigeria. It was really good. He was one of the OAPs that made me want to be an OAP. And he died to coronavirus. So this is something I need everyone to listen and listen good. Coronavirus is still out there. As much as we know our government can't do much for us and we can't do anything either, we have to go back to our lives. We have to work. We have to eat. We have to, you know, move around. As much as we want to do that, let's do that with wisdom and with caution. Losing these two great people within a few days, I mean, it made me question, what do you want to be remembered for when you die? How many of us has sat down and asked ourselves, what will I be remembered for if I am taken away by death? What do I want my family to remember me for? My loved ones, people out there. How many lives have I touched? Am I destroying lives? Are people avoiding me? Have I prayed to God and asked God, God, what is my purpose that I am still on earth for? What do you need me to do? When your life, when life starts to make meaning, is when you start to go in accordance to the plans of God. That's when life starts to make meaning. Am I doing that? Am I any closer? Okay, if I've not found it, how am I impacting the lives around me? Those are questions we should ask ourselves. Mrs. Biduni, God. Check Elizabeth R. Event Center on Instagram. Just go and learn a little about this woman. You will love her even in death. You don't need to meet her to want to love the kind of person she is. The testimonies, the encouragement she gave plenty of people. She had an she left a mark on earth. Her burial was more like a celebration of life. Yeah, she died at a young age. It's supposed to be full of mourning, but her husband, God bless his soul, was so strong and he wanted it to be a celebration of life. Because she lived to the best of her capacity. She did what God needed her to do. She started the process. She blessed a lot of lives, made sure they had IVF, fought it through, used her finances. And this is the one thing she wanted God to do for her, give her her own child. God didn't give her. Yet, he used her to give other families their own children. How many people would genuinely do this kind of thing? It's one thing to have a dream. It's another thing to watch another person living your dream. Then it's another thing to help that person to live your dream for you. The IVF she tried 11 times that failed on her body worked once for other women. Just once. Some other people would become jealous and angry and sad with God. But no, she was happy. She was excited. She was elated. She is an icon. And she would always be remembered. I mean, the event industry has been shaken and they know a queen has gone to rest. an angel has gone to rest. Rest in peace, Ma. Rest in peace, Dan Foster. But I want each and every one of us, wherever we are today, to sit down and pray and ask God to help us understand what we are supposed to do, to show us what we are supposed to do on this earth, so that we're not just roaming around in circles. Show us our purpose until you find your purpose in Christ. It feels like you're just going in circles, so that when we leave this earth, what will the world remember us for? There's a purpose for everyone on earth. You just don't know it. Some of us have not prayed towards it, or we haven't gotten there, or some of us are in the process. But it's beautiful when you find that purpose. Life will make a whole new meaning to you. So I want each and every one of us to take a moment and listen and pray, and ask God to give us, to open our eyes to see that which He has planned for us on earth. So guys, do have a lovely day. Make sure you're spreading love. Make sure you're spreading peace, unity, joy. That should be you. That should be what your folks and the people around you should know you for. Make sure you're standing for the truth. Make sure you're happy. And most of all, make sure you are strong in your faith with God. Don't let it be shaken by anything. Don't let the devil take that space because of grumbling and sadness. Make sure you stay strong in faith with God. And I'm sure God will definitely direct us to the right path. In Jesus' name, amen. So guys, have a lovely day and see you next time on Jay's Talk. Bye-bye.